Welcome to a guided meditation recorded live at CDM in Everett, Washington, USA. This morning I would like for us to meditate on letting go. I don't know if you have noticed in your life the tremendous transition that you're going through and the tremendous changes that people around you are experiencing. How many of you are aware that the world is moving very fast right now? All right, now if we're traveling through life and we're carrying a lot of excess baggage and we have to move really fast, we're encumbered, aren't we, with that excess baggage? So today I'm going to invite you to meditate on what you need to let go of at this point in time and acknowledge this is a time to be letting go. It's an end cycle. It's a time to finish, to complete, to release. So take a nice deep breath and let's use our wonderful meditation techniques of grounding and centering. So close your eyes and just put your feet flat on the floor and your hands separate in your lap. Take a nice deep breath and as you close your eyes, tune in to you. You are spirit. And allow you, the spirit, to create a grounding cord that flows from near the base of your spine, the energy center there, all the way to the center of the earth. I had a lady ask me yesterday, don't you have some magic thing? Is it just the techniques? I said, oh, whoopsie, you missed it. The techniques are the magic thing. And the most magic of all is grounding. So allow yourself to begin to release right now by simply attaching your grounding cord from your first chakra and letting it flow all the way to the center of the earth. Start by just letting go of any tension in your body. Boy, that's a piece of baggage we sure don't want to carry. Then allow yourself to be you and shine as you. Let you, that bright spark of light that's part of the cosmic whole, come to the top of your head and then come right into the center of your head, a little above and behind your eyes, and shine there. And as you shine in the center of your head, just let anything that doesn't belong there float away and disappear. Letting go does not take effort. Simply let go of anything within your head that is not you. Use your grounding to help you let go of anything in your body that you do not want. Now I'm going to challenge you today in this letting go meditation to focus on you and you alone. If you're having a conflict with someone else, please don't look at them. It's a total waste of your time. Look at you, and all things will fall into place. You cannot change the other person. You can change yourself. So take a nice deep breath. Let your bright light shine in the center of your head, and use your grounding to create stability and strength and safety within your system. I want you to also create a bright gold sun above your head and let that energy flow into you and through your body, letting that gold energy help you be in the present and in neutral and also to help you let go. Gold is a wonderful cleansing vibration. Now let's start by just meditating on the main thing you would like to let go of inside yourself. Something within you you would like to release and let go. I'll throw out a couple suggestions. How about fear? How about hate? How about resentment? How about blame? Oops, I better stop. Pick just one thing you'd like to let go of within yourself. Use your grounding. use your flow of gold energy. Bring it up and let it go. Take a nice deep breath. And let's meditate for a moment on any pretending that you do. Some people call these facades. Around here we often refer to this particular level as perfect pictures. And what it does is it holds pain in place. And it causes people great difficulty. Not long ago I watched a movie about what the problems are in the United States, and this guy left it with a question, you know, what are really the problems? I went, oh, that's easy. Perfect pictures. We're a nation obsessed with perfection. How we muck ourselves up by holding on to and creating these facades, these ideals of perfection, which of course we cannot meet. So I'd like for you to take a moment right now and let go of some of your concepts of perfection. If it begins with should, that is a concept of perfection. I should be a better mother. I should be a better husband. I should be a better parent. I should be a better friend. Those things. Oh, I made a mistake. That's terrible. No, that's a wonderful opportunity to learn something. Let go of the perfect pictures. Anything you believe you should be that you're not. Anyone you're trying to be like. Anything that keeps you from validating you exactly as you are. Let it go. I recommend that you increase your amusement so that these perfect pictures slide out more easily. Take a moment and let go of the facades. See yourself, know yourself. And I'll remind you to use your grounding to release. And let yourself shine in the middle of your head. What is more beautiful and wonderful and awesome than you? The answer is nothing is greater than you. So let go of the expectations because they are lies. And they hurt you. And they eventually will hurt those around you. We also have to let go of some of the facade builders that we receive from others. Often this is called criticism. So again, allow yourself to let go of the criticism so that you don't run around trying to please everyone all the time. Okay, there's a little amusement about this one. This is good. Let go of the criticism. And again, validate yourself as you let this go. Take a nice deep breath. And again, find amusement about all the games that we play as human beings that slow us down and even sometimes stop us. I've been leading you in the direction of letting go, but I'm going to ask you to meditate for a few moments on anything you would like to let go of. Maybe resentment toward a loved one, fear of moving forward, anything. Just let go. So take a nice deep breath. And let's tune in to Jesus. He was really great at helping people let go. He also had to let go. So let's say hello to him. And begin by letting go of anything between you and Jesus. Any lies about Jesus. If you have any guilt about Jesus, would you let that go, please? These things are right between you and this wonderful teacher. Let them go. Then ask Jesus to help you see things that you need to let go of. Ask Jesus to help you let go. You may believe that you have to hold on to this because if you don't, you'll just die. Not true. You will not die without the pain. You will not die without the resentment or fear or hatred. You may actually come back to life without it. Take a nice deep breath. I'm going to give you a few silent moments to communicate with Jesus and receive a healing from him to help you let go. This is a time of ending cycles. That involves letting go. Talk with Jesus for a moment as your good friend to get some perspective about what you're ending. Now ask Jesus for the good news about this. What happens to you when you let go of all this extra baggage? What do you have room for? What do you have energy for? What do you have attention for? If you stop resenting, what's there space in your life for? If you let go of the fear, notice how much more love you're able to experience. Fear being the opposite of love. Pretend you're on a little path and look behind you at all the baggage you've dropped. And look ahead of you at all the fun and space and new adventures to be had because you're not dragging all that baggage. Don't be concerned about others. Simply heal yourself. Let go of your baggage. You may find that you're traveling with a different crowd eventually. It's like some person who's running with the crowd who drinks a lot, and they stop drinking. They find themselves a whole new set of friends. Maybe you are involved with people who like being mean to you. What if you started being kind to yourself? You might have to find a new group of friends. Doesn't this letting go look fun? But sometimes until we let go, it's difficult to see there really is brightness in the world. And it starts inside you. I want you to be aware of that gold energy, and let's bring in gold energy through the entire room. Let it be a healing for us as a group and an organization. Let it flow through the whole room, and then expand to flow through the entire building. And let's do the same thing for our organization, our group, that we've been doing for ourselves. Let's let go. Let's let go of any baggage we no longer need. Right now, we're as an organization busy consolidating and growing at the same time. Boy, that's a lot of growth. And it's very exciting. Let's bring ourselves into the present and let go of anything in the past. A nice deep breath. Let's let go of any ego our organization has. Oh, we're better than everybody else. Not. Are we a part of God? Mm-hmm. Is everyone a part of God? Mm-hmm. Good, better, best just doesn't work. So take a nice deep breath and let's work as a group to let go of any ego for our group. This is the best for us. But it's not the best for everybody. Let go of anything that says we have to do it a certain way. Now, those would be perfect pictures, I believe. Well, we've always done it that way. I know, and it's been lousy the whole time. Why do we have to keep doing it that way? Let go of how you think it has to be done, whatever it is. So that we as a group give our organization permission to grow and change and improve, expand, dance. Once again, let's tune in to Jesus and let's let ourselves receive information about our organization. So I'll give you a moment of silence to ask his help to heal us. but also to receive any information that could help us in our transformation as a group, just as we're making transformations as individuals. Take a nice deep breath. Thank Jesus for the help. And then ask him to lead us and help us be able to listen so that we can let go and move forward with ease rather than so much struggle. Now, the most important thing we do here at CDM is tune in to ourselves as spirit and to our God. So we're going to take the last about 10 minutes for our communion with God. And I'd like for us to start that process by using grounding and the flow of gold energy to let go of anything that gets between you and your God. Let it go down your grounding cord. Let the gold energy flow through your system and wash away anything between you and God. Take a nice deep breath. And from that space in the center of your head or a little above your head, tune in to your God. And allow yourself to have this quiet time communing with your God. And by all means, if you'd like, ask and receive assistance to let go. Ask God to help you see yourself and all the brightness in you. So that as you let go, you come in and fill yourself. You fill your body and your spiritual system with your light. So there is no void within you. And the disturbance or darkness is replaced by light. Take a nice deep breath and simply allow yourself to receive. And release down your grounding anything not in affinity with your light and your God. Take a nice deep breath again. You may want to pat your knee or wiggle your foot to help you bring your attention back to this physical world. Be sure and say, "Thank you, God, for all you give." When you're ready, just open your eyes, bend forward, and release any excess energy.
Copyright 2020 by Church of Divine Man. All rights reserved. No part of this work may be reproduced or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, including photocopying and recording, or by an information storage and retrieval system, except as may be expressly permitted by the 1976 Copyright Act or in writing by the publisher. You, the spirit, may develop and flourish in conjunction with the proper care of your body and mind. The information in this recording is intended to assist you in your spiritual development and to enhance, but not be substituted for, appropriate medical care from licensed health care or mental health professionals. Nor should the information in this recording be substituted for advice from your attorney or financial advisor. Neither Church of Divine Man, CDM Spiritual Center, CDM Publications, the author, nor their representatives shall be responsible or liable for injury or damages incurred by anyone as a result of reliance on or compliance with information contained in this recording.